The faith that holds us, not the faith we hold. One of the most freeing truths in all of Scripture is this: our confidence isn't rooted in our ability to believe. It's rooted in Christ's perfect faithfulness. We aren't saved, sustained, or carried forward by the strength of our own faith. We rest in His. Paul points us to this over and over when he speaks of the faith of Christ. Not faith in Christ, though that matters, but the faith of Christ, His obedience, His trust in the Father, His unwavering confidence that God would complete the work He sent Him to do. Our salvation rests on His faithfulness, not ours. And here's the breathtaking part. Even the faith we respond with is a gift from God. We don't muster it up. We don't decide harder. We don't earn our place by managing to believe well enough. Scripture reminds us that, by grace, you are saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. The whole thing, grace, salvation, and the faith to receive it, flows from Him. This means that we don't have to fear weak moments, doubts, questions, or seasons where faith feels threadbare. Our relationship with God isn't held together by our grip on Him, but by His grip on us. The same God who authored our story also authors our faith. He supplies what we lack, strengthens what is fragile, and carries us when we can't take another step. So, we breathe, we rest, we trust, not in our trust, but in His faithfulness. And that is the safest place a human being can ever be. By Steve Martin.